So you're enjoying your shower, the first one you've had in, I don't know, we'll just call it days. You start to hear phantom cries, you reassure yourself, it's fine. And then you see it, clumps of hair everywhere, in your hands, on the shower curtain, in the toilet, on the hairbrush, everywhere, everywhere. They're clogging your drain. And I know that it's causing a panic because you're petrified of going bald. Well, it's time to listen up because this is the episode for you, Mama, because today we're talking all things postpartum hair loss. Hey, Mama. Welcome to the New Mom Naturopath. Do you find yourself rocking your baby at night Googling, how do I keep my baby alive? Or is this normal? Do you find yourself scared and overwhelmed when you're unable to tolerate the constant crying? And instead of enjoying those newborn snuggles, you find yourself crying along with them? Hey, I'm Dr. Kaylin Galloway, and I too found the sleepless nights and endless tears of postpartum overwhelming, to say the least. I wanted confidence in my skills as a new mom, to know I wasn't messing things up every single day. I kept telling myself, why is it so much easier for everyone else? But everything changed when I realized that I needed to find the root cause of my anxiety. In this podcast, you'll find quick, tactical, and easy tips to help you adjust to new mom life and reduce the fears that come along with it. I'm here to help you thrive in postpartum. So grab that gigantic water bottle and a snack and listen as you nurse that newborn for what? The third time this hour? Do you feel like it is overwhelming to look at postpartum about all the things that you have to learn, all the feelings you have to understand about yourself, all of the new things you have to know about magically, like how to change a diaper, how to feed a baby, whether it be bottle or breastfeeding or whatever it is, when they sleep, how much they should sleep, what they should be learning every day and how they should be growing. Is this normal? What is their poop color like? I feel like there's a million and a half things to know. And I know that if I had someone to walk me through it during that time frame, I would be so excited. And that's why I want to share with you that I am currently available for a couple of spots of one-on-one coaching with me through postpartum. And if that is something you are interested in joining me in, go ahead and message me at admin@thenewmomnaturopath.com. I really can't wait. So I have to give a really big caveat to this one. I have a lot of hair. I've been blessed with a full head of hair. And while it's obnoxious to style and I don't really do well with a lot of haircuts, it's been a really big blessing in postpartum. But it also means I've lost a lot of hair because I've had a lot to lose. And I'm serious when I say that there were literally clumps of hair everywhere. Like, my hairbrushes, full of hair. And let's even be honest, my husband even found hair in his underwear at times. Just like, I just constantly was losing hair. And it sucked. Like, ponytails covered in hair. And it was really scary. I don't really have any clear balding spots. My hair is still very thick. You know, I didn't have to suffer with any of those experiences. But I did have the fear of like, oh my gosh, all my hair is falling out. And I just kind of wanted to give you a little reassurance. And as usual in the topic of postpartum and, you know, like women in healthcare, there isn't much research out there on this. But the reason for that is actually kind of, you know, reasonable, I think. Did you know, and I was like fascinated by this research, that over 90% of women suffer from some form of postpartum hair loss? 90%. Like, there are a lot of things in life that are not 90%. And there are a lot of things in health that are not 90%, and that's crazy. And there's some correlation with the long-term breastfeeding and hair loss and preterm labor that can correlate, but I don't know that I trust that research that well just because the numbers are limited and the bias of the way it was collected. But in general, women lose hair after they give birth, and there is a actual physiological reason. So I'm going to read this, and it's going to sound really nerdy and technical, but go with me. Go with me. In pregnancy, the telaptosis exogen phase is delayed, and the number of shedding hairs is reduced, increasing hair fullness. So when you walk and you see, oh, she's glowing from pregnancy. Oh, her hair looks fantastic in pregnancy. It's because of this telaptosis exogen phase delay. What is that? Well, it means that your hair doesn't actually die. Well, I'm going to say it doesn't actually shed. Most of your hair, 99% of the hair on your head is dead already. But at the scalp, you have normal times. It is normal to lose hair.
Hair sheds, you regrow some. Hair sheds, you regrow some. But during pregnancy, the hormones that cause your baby to start growing are causing your hair to stop shedding. And so you have less hair that comes out of your head during pregnancy. And so because of that, when you get to postpartum and you have that massive drop in hormones, guess what? Your hair massively decides, oh, wait, whoa, we haven't been shedding. Let's get rid of this. So it is normal. And I don't say this a lot. Like, I'm telling you, I get so irritated with the phrase normal to lose hair in postpartum. Now, we're not talking like, oh, it's a cramp in your period that's totally normal. No. That would be common, but not normal. That is not a normal physiological mechanism by which your body should be acting. That is, there's something offbeat. There's something wrong if your period is very painful. But if in postpartum, if you're losing hair, this is a normal occurrence. And you're probably asking me, so then what is normal for the amount of hair to lose? Well, if you're experiencing like gigantic clumps, if you're seeing balding spots, and if it's accompanied by other symptoms, and we'll get to that in a little bit, if it's accompanying other symptoms, it's time to go talk to your doctor about that. But postpartum hair loss will start around 2 to 4 months after you have your baby, and it can go on for as long as 24 weeks. Most of the time, it's not going to last longer than 15 months. And so if you're experiencing it longer than 15 months, I would say even before that, but if you're experiencing it for 15 months after postpartum, it's time to go talk to someone about it. It's probably not just that adaptation of that phase of your hair growth. Now, if you have other symptoms, if you have extreme fatigue, sorry, that one just makes me laugh. Anyway, if you have extreme fatigue, palpations, cramping, diarrhea, constipation, anxiety, or depression that is out of the norms of your usual, is not something that you're used to, go talk to your doctor, because it could be a lot of different things, but those symptoms are common in hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism, and iron deficiency anemia, which is all something you're at a risk for in postpartum. I shouldn't say at risk for. You have an increased risk of getting those in postpartum than any other time in your life. So go talk to a doctor about it. Like, the worst that can happen is they take some blood and you figure it out. Like, you know, it's always a good idea to take care of your hair. So that means brushing it, washing it on a regular basis, but not too much. Not sleeping in wet hair, not putting wet hair straight in a bun, especially a tight bun, slick back, you know. That mom bun probably needs to come down every once in a while. Brushing your hair prior to getting in the shower can really help you, because it will get a lot of those like hairs that would already fall out in the shower into your brush, and then it doesn't look as bad. And then the last thing is just breathe and relax. It's going to be okay. You are going to be okay, mama. I promise that your hair will grow back. And if it doesn't, there are treatments that can happen. So, you know, with hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism, those conditions are super treatable. Like, if I was going to have a problem with an organ, it's probably going to be the thyroid, because it's real easy to treat and there's very little side effects with the treatment. So I'd breathe, relax, snuggle that baby, enjoy their head of hair if they have one, and get used to that. And then another thing is, if you are nursing, I don't care if you're nursing or not, actually, postpartum, just take your prenatal still. It's like, just take it. Like, it's not going to hurt you. And most of the time, people lose blood loss after, well, during labor and delivery. So the iron isn't going to be a harm. It's not at a harmful dose. So just, like, take your postnatal. Like, do it. And find a way to relax. Find a way to help relieve your stress. Sometimes that means putting your hair up. Sometimes that means going to a salon and having someone else do your hair for you. Getting into a mom haircut that's easy to manage and easy to style. Not overly styling your hair, but then also not neglecting it. And I think there's a balance in there. So this is a really short episode, but I really wanted to get in and talk to you about some really common things. And honestly, there's a ton of info in this podcast. If you want to know more of the resources that I looked at, I researched a lot of free articles. So if you want to links to them, they will be in the show notes and you can research this yourself. But as always, it's women in medicine. So there's not a lot of research out there. And so while this is a research-based episode, just know that it is biased, because there's only so much that we know, because we just took a normal occurrence and said it's normal. And we don't actually know anything else than that. So, you know, be at peace that, yes, it might be frustrating to go to a doctor after you've had a baby and you've lost hair and you don't know what to do. But you can rest assured that you probably are fine in this instance. And if there's something else happening, it would come with more than just that symptom. So take a breather, enjoy the baby snuggles, and go worry about something else, because I'm sure there's something else on your mind that you're freaking out about. If you feel like you're having situations like this where you just feel very unsure about the experiences of postpartum, whether or not you need to go get additional help, how to manage the stressors that happen, like literally daily as a part of postpartum, how to increase your energy, get more sleep, and help yourself establish routines, then that is exactly what my coaching program is meant to do. It's meant to help you through this step-by-step, one-to-one coaching that helps you with every single phase of your newborn's life. And guess what? It's available right now. I have open spots. If you are interested, email me at admin@thenewmomnaturopath.com, and I cannot wait to hear from you. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if so, could you take a second and share it with a friend or a family member who is going through the chaos of postpartum as well? And if you have 30 seconds, can you go to Apple Podcast and write a short written review? I'd love to read how this show is helping you thrive in postpartum. And finally, I really want to give you that quick reminder that it is absolutely okay to set that crying baby down and go take a shower or do something for yourself today. And I can't wait to see you next time on the New Mom Naturopath Podcast.